said you're welcome to it.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm lagging behind then here. I'll give you a 1 minute warning. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango about to start the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. If anyone needs to make a quick call on the W1DX repeater, please go ahead and do so now. I'll start the net in 1 minute. Calling the Tri-City Tips Net, calling the Tri-City Tips Net. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. My name is Dave. I'm located in Preston. I'll be your net control this evening. Membership in Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for any participation. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the net, and those that do not wish to check in are certainly welcome to listen. This net operates on 147.060 repeater with a PL of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97, also with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. The net is held each Wednesday evening, starting at 7 p.m. local time, with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators, as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio. Promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators, and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset. The TipsNet is a directed open net. That means we call for a round of check-ins. And when we have everyone checked in, we'll go down to the list of comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have a question for the net. We will also ask for your questions after everyone is checked in. There are three sections to the tips net. First, the open net with rounds of questions and comments. Second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And third, there's an opportunity for those that wish to sell, swap, or looking for amateur-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communications should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," release the push to talk, and listen to ensure no one else has called at the same time you have. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically along with your name and location. If you have a comment or question. Let me reset. Again, this is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. Dave, your net control for this evening. Again, just a reminder, check in, say this is, release the push to talk. Listen to ensure the frequency is clear, and then go ahead and check in. I'll start taking check-ins now. Please come slowly.
Good evening. Here is Pop
Papa Delta Golf. My name is Kevin, located in Norwich, Connecticut. I do not have any questions at this point. Maybe something will pop into my head later.
This is Kilo 1 Echo Victor. I have a couple of quick questions, Dave. Over.
Here is Kilo 1 Romeo Mike November. Bob in Montville, no questions yet.
One Echo Mike Delta, Reed in Colchester. No comments.
Here is Kilo Zero, Juliet Echo Bravo, Josh in Groton, with one question for the group tonight.
Oh, very good. Well, so far checked in, I have K6PDG, K1EV with a couple of quick questions, K1RMN, K1EMD, I hope I got that right, Reed, and K0JEB with a question. So, are there any other check-ins at this time?
This is Whiskey 1 Foxtrot Juliet Whiskey Chuck in Groton. No questions. Good evening.
This is Kilo Bravo 1 Romeo Alpha Yankee Mark in Groton. No questions.
All right, very good. Also have checked in W1FJW and KB1RAY. Good evening. Good call up this evening. So let's find out what Bill is curious about. K1EV. K1DCT, go ahead with your question.
Very good. Thank you, Dave. This is K1EV. Well, one is directed to Bob, and I just noticed he's posted a picture on his QRZ page of the group getting off the boat after the flat hammock episode. I just wondered, Bob, if you could shoot me a full-size version of that picture. The second was also related to Bob, and if you could remind me of the dual-band DMR radio you were talking about this morning, and then a general one for the group of a recommendation for a good DMR mobile, not a handheld radio. Back to you, Dave, K1DCT, K1EV.
Oh, very good. I will toss it over to Bob, K1RMN. You could answer Bill's questions. K1DCT in the tip stack.
K1EV, this is K1RMN. First question, yes, I'll send you that picture and probably a couple other ones. And the second is, I believe it is the code plug that you wanted, and that's just off of the ARI's website for the MD-380, and the software is Contact Manager. That should help with that. K1RMN, back in that.
Oh, very good. Anyone else have any comments about the question or the answers? Please come now.
This is K1EV again. Just a clarification, if you would, Bob. I thought you were talking about a specific dual band radio itself. Back to Dave.
¶¶ record that, please.
This is K1RMN. I have the MD-9600. It's a solid unit, doesn't break apart, but I think Chuck, anyone seeing this morning, was talking about a Kinect Systems radio, and it was a dual band, and I'd have to check the number for that one, I'll find out what that is. I just can't remember it off the top of my head right now, but I believe it was a Kinect Systems radio that was going on sale tomorrow. This is K1RMN, back to net.
Very good, Bob. Thank you. Any other follow-up on that? J1DCT in the tip stand. Oh, very good. All right. We will move down to Josh, who had a question. Go ahead.
Thank you, this is K0JB. My question for the group tonight is, I was wondering if anyone had any personal experience using beam, in this case, any kind of beam antenna for 2 meters, or could be any other band. I converted my J-pole antenna into a 3-element beam antenna using the J-pole for the feed element, and I was just wondering if anybody else has any type of beam element antenna set up where they noticed a big difference in the side-to-side receive versus omnidirectional antenna. I know the modeling program online shows that it's a big difference, but in actual practice, I'm not seeing a big difference in my reception. I'm actually seeing an increase in good reception all the way around, minus the backside where the reflector is. So if anybody has any thoughts or comments, I'd appreciate it. It's K0JB, back to net.
All right, very good question. Beam antennas are an interesting subject. I'm sure someone here in our lineup probably has a comment. So if so, please come now.
Okay, 6PDG, I'll take a stab at it.
All right, Kevin, stab away.
Okay, maybe a jab more than a stab, because what I know about beams you could put on the head of a pin. I've played with a couple of beams on 2 meters and maybe 440, but definitely 2 meters. But all I've done is play with them. I left a long pause thinking that somebody who, you know, somebody like Bill or Chuck or somebody has had probably a lot of experience with beams. But be that as it may, to respond briefly to Josh's thoughts, I have, I recall finding a similar phenomena on the receive and coming to the conclusion that it had to do with terrain, objects, buildings around me, and that as I turned the beam away from the, let's say, repeater for the sake of discussion, that actually the incoming signal was bouncing off a nearby building or even a hilltop or something. The other word for that is passive repeater. That's comment number one. Comment number two would be just make sure that you have the beam polarized properly. Let's see here. Josh has probably already attended to that, but that would be the double check that comes to my mind, because if you have it polarized horizontally rather than vertically on like 2 meters, I believe that that's going to display the phenomena that he described, and he may want to check that. That's all I know about beams right there. KA6PDG.
All right, very good, Kevin. Anyone else want to jump in with a follow-up? Please come now. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango in the tip net.
K1EV will take a shot, too.
Very good, Bill. Fire away.
Yeah, this is K1EV. I was waiting to see who would step up and answer. I didn't want to step on Kevin. As Kevin says, a lot goes into it, and it's tough given terrain, given reflections and all that. I think first would come to mind would be making, well, not knowing the details of what you've put together, Josh, whether you've got 3J poles that you're using, or if you used a full half-wave element for the reflector and slightly shorter for the director. Spacing is very important as well. I have a number of beams up in the air. You might take there's a good picture of it on my QRZ page, but on two, mine are all horizontal. I've got a 5-element and I've got a 12-element on a pretty long boom. And I see a very sizable reduction in side lobe, much more, as you're finding out, much more front to back. For a three-element beam, you're going to have a pretty broad cardioid pattern if the spacing is appropriate. We could talk about details maybe at the meeting or see what you put together. But you should be seeing something off the sides. As you're seeing, you'll get a much better front to back than you will off the sides. But probably, maybe 30, 40 degrees off the main axis, you should see signal starting to drop down. Back to net, K1EV.
All right, well, thank you, Bill. Anyone else want to jump in with some pieces of information? Please come now. All right, I will make a few brief comments. Like Bill mentioned, if you're running a 3-element beam on 2 meters, if you really want to get some directivity, you might want to run a few more elements that will narrow, obviously focus your forward and create a better continuation off the back, and also help with your side. So, as you know, number of elements, the spacing, it all plays into that. Is the how focused you can make that. And as Kevin mentioned, horizontal versus vertical. I don't, if you want to elaborate on that as to what you constructed. As you go up in frequency, VHF, UHF, and beyond, polarization plays a greater and greater part the higher the frequency. So, that's my 2 cents worth. This is K1DCT in the tips net. Josh, any further follow-up? Go ahead.
It's K0JB. The way it's designed, the boom is basically centered on the 5/8 wavelength on the top of the J-pole element. It's vertical polarization, and if anybody's curious as to the setup I used, I made two small changes. My reflector and off with your J-pole, and then we'll PVC in, you know, your reflector and director. I am noticing a big difference as far as I'm hearing more, and I'm able to get further towards Hartford. I just haven't really noticed a big difference on the side-to-side action, so I was just curious, and I do appreciate everybody's feedback. This is K0JB, back to net.
Hi, very good, Josh. Yeah, sounds interesting. Three elements on 2 meters. I'd expect, as Bill said, I'd expect to see some drop off on the side, get a minor null, if you will, but I don't think you'd see anything too deep, but that's just my opinion. Anyone, at this time I'll call for any of the check-ins. Please come for the tips net. This is K1 Delta, Charlie Tango. Any other questions that have popped up in the meantime? Further comments, please come now.
Okay, 6PDG, a little bit more about the beam.
All right, Kevin, I guess this is one of those but wait, there's more moments. Go ahead and take it.
Then wait, don't tell me. That would be a problem on the net. Anyway, real quick, because again, I don't know a lot about beams, but, and you might be able to comment on this, Dave. Josh is probably aware, too, now that I think about it, he's going with somebody else's plans. But with respect to directivity, doesn't the takeoff angle, if you're using regular coax to feed it, doesn't the takeoff angle of the coax going out of the connector affect directivity, or is that just polarization? It seems to me I've heard something about that, or was criticized once because my, in a friendly way, because my coax was at the wrong angle or something. I'll pass that to you, Dave, K6PDG, nothing further.
All right, I'm not familiar with the coax being at the wrong angle, but obviously good match, all that kind of stuff, it's a whole science unto itself, the whole antenna thing. So, any further comments or interjections? Well, seeing we've got to that point, I won't belay this any longer. We'll get to the second section, which is announcements and items of interest. If anyone has an announcement or something upcoming to the interest of the amateur community, please come now. This is K1DCT in the TIPSnet.
K1RMN with an announcement.
K1RMN recognized. Go ahead with your announcement.
This is K1RMN. Just a reminder to let everybody know the Saturday breakfast is at the Youngsville Diner on Route 32 at 8 o'clock in the morning. Hope to see you all there if you can make it. Back to net control. This is K1RMN.
Very good. Are there any other stations that have an announcement or an item of interest, could be upcoming contest or some event that maybe needs amateur support would be included in that, please come now. Alright then, we'll move on to the third section of the net, the cell swap or seeking amateur radio related devices. If anyone has anything that fits into one of those categories, please call now, K1DCT in the TIPS net. Nothing hurt. As everyone's hunkering down for the big turkey feast and sleeping on the couch in your sweatpants watching college football. So with that, I will make the last call. So the bar's closed and the lights are going on. This is Kilo 1 Delta, Charlie Tango, net control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TIPSnet. Are there any additional check-ins at this time? Please call now.
Okay. Six PDG rechecking. Sorry, I didn't leave a pause before.
All right, Kevin, did you have something for the net?
Real quick, I understand that coverage was needed for next Wednesday also, according to Tim's email, and I didn't know if that was already spoken for. If not, it's probably about time I pick up one of these nets. I haven't taken one in a while. But if it's already spoken for, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure next week was covered, or if you guys would like me to grab it. KA6PDG, that's all.
All right, very good, Kevin. I have no objection to it. No one was scheduled for this evening or next week, and I think we all, there was a small discussion at breakfast this morning about, oh yeah, you know what, I never answered Tim, and so we just figured we'd get in here and, whoever drew the short straw, or however you wanted to calculate it, so... Unless there's any objection, you're certainly more than welcome to next Wednesday.
All right, I didn't hear any, so I'll put it on my to-do list, KA6PDG.
All right, very good. Look forward to it. All right, we've had the last call. The lights are on, the bar's closed, and the door's open, and going to close the net at this time. Thanks to all participating in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TIPS net, and thanks to all that stood by as we conducted the net. Tri-City Amateur Radio Club meeting is on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross Service Center at 1031, that's 1031 Route 2 in Montville, Connecticut. The meeting starts at 7:30 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at www.tricityarc.com. We thank John, W1AN, for the use of this repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to normal amateur use. This is Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango. Good evening, 7-3. Happy Thanksgiving.